Sure.
Okay, thank you.
I know you never asked before. You just drank my water.
Let's see, April, is this April? May board meeting?
May 13th.
May 13th, board meeting. Hmm. We have an agenda. We passed out an agenda.
Man, that's a good-looking agenda.
Yeah, well, I got two comments on the agenda, but you guys, so
right.
Do you have any addition to the agenda or any corrections?
No.
Motion to approve the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as...
Johnny O. moves. I'll second. Terry Piskey seconds. To approve the agenda. All in favor?
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Opposed?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody have anything to address the board about for a short period of time? No, you don't have to close it.
Okay.
Okay. Conrad?
I just wanted you guys to be aware that I'm Conrad Walton. Lived here, full-time resident for 3 years. And been flipping houses. Now I'm doing like regular real estate. And in an effort to market that, I've created a new website at walkercommunity.com. And part of what I'm doing is putting WCAA content on there and WFPA content on there. And I'm hoping that that's okay with you guys. Hopefully it's mutually beneficial. And so I'm asking for permission to leave your content on my website. What's the URL? Walkercommunity.com.
Okay.
So we can talk about whatever else.
Anybody else?
I just want to get into that.
Anybody else? Okay, President's report. Everything's going fine. We got to get rid of do the election. We'll talk about all that stuff down during the business part of the work. The bear. I'll talk about the bear. Mark said he saw the fishing game come by with their bear traps, so we don't know if the bear's gone or not, but there have been no more sightings of this bear. There's apparently at least one person who thinks that bears get along all right with people and not to worry about it, but it's more about just announcing that the bear is here and to be aware that there are bears, and this guy has been displaced for whatever reason and is destroying garbage cans, and he's been at least three residents, and the one resident had a feeding trough for deer, and he came up and helped himself to some corn. So
he hasn't been by my place.
Yeah,
he came by our house and once. Just dumped our composter.
Oh, so he was up for
there's
you too?
A big, huge claw mark through the side of it.
When was this?
Maybe 10 days ago.
Okay, that's...
Right.
So he's moved up,
continuing to move his way south.
Figured out. Okay, so the fact that he's here, you know, he can be a problem, and people, that's why we sent the thing about him. So... fishing game will come and trap him and do whatever they do with him, transplant him or euthanize him, whatever it is that they think that they have to do. He's in their bailiwick. That's their thing to deal with. But there are lions around too. It's not like there's all kinds of weird animals in this area. So the more cabins get built, the more people encroach, the more people hear, more sightings you're going to see. We have a snake call or a snake email wanting to know how to report a rattlesnake. So all that stuff has to be 911. We dispatch, Roger. If you call 911 and you have a snake, they will call us and we will respond. But there's no backline number to call the fire chief and say, hey, come get this rattlesnake.
They should get one of those snake kits.
We have a snake kit.
It's called a flat shovel.
We have a snake kit. You live in Arizona, that's right.
And the bucket. The patented snake bucket, right? Right, right. They
so,
check in, but they don't check out.
It's, they had a nice wet winter, and so there are those kinds of things going around. And we are having more. We also had a complaint about the way the forest was trimming the trees. So, nothing we can do about any of that.
Right.
Just be nice to the people when they call. Secretary's report.
Minutes have been completed and posted. Audio files up. I also
devout. Is this a bigger print?
I don't know what it is. might be a little bit for us older guys. As a community service, you can read it. Meeting notice has been posted as of it's 20-something, so that's up. And then the ballot is gone. I'm just going to go get it printed up. So.
Okay.
The election.
We'll talk about that during the election discussion about the list and things like that. Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the minutes as presented and dispense with the reading of them?
I'll move to approve the minutes as written and dispense with reading of it.
Okay, Terry Pitsky moves.
I'll second because it was so nicely said.
Okay. Okay. Second. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
On the balance sheet, the total assets, $285,000. By comparison, last April, we went back and took a look, and we were at $231,000. So the balance sheet is still very, very strong. For the month of April, total income, $4,729. Total expenses, $5,443, which left us a little bit in the red for the month at $700 in the red. Year-to-date, our total income is $73,000 and change, and total expenses, $82,000. So we're $9,000 short. I went back and took a look at the expenses year-to-date, and it really comes down to two areas. The first one was the chip and haul, the $4,966 that we went ahead and spent. That was a last-minute budget item, and the additional payroll expenses that we had, the severity that we agreed to
last year.
Yeah. So, you know, other than that, everything else is very much in line.
We're getting contributions still from the newsletter, right?
Yes, we are.
Right.
Yes, we are.
And do you see those kind of on an ongoing or as they come in?
I see some of them as they come in. For example, I've got four envelopes that I'll have to send to Adam. Mm-hmm. But most of them go through PayPal. I get a copy of the PayPal information, but it goes to Adam. And so there are a lot of – Adam sees 100% of it. I probably see 80%.
Okay.
As it happens.
As it happens.
And then Adam consolidates and lets us know.
And then he
keeps – Right, but Adam only does our accounting, one or two times a month.
That's right.
Yeah.
Would you say that contributions on the whole, though, for the last year were just 5, 8% lower than they had been?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So not just spending a little more, but just for some reason, contributions are down. Okay.
No. $73,000 this year, $79,000 last year.
At this time. Okay.
Yeah, year to date.
And did the last year's include that $79,000? Does that include the transfer from the trash? Yeah, we don't know.
No,
that comes in the last month.
So those are apples to apples.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, with respect to the trash, we talked to Lauren, and then what they did is they invoiced us directly to Walker Trash for the first set of roll-offs that came. It was some $3,300 or something. So we'll be taking that. That'll come out of the trash account. and Adam will manipulate the accounting.
Reverse it back.
Yeah, so that WFPA owes Walker Trash, and then, in terms of the accounting process, it's all our money anyway. It's just it's an accounting process.
Yes.
So we are holding back until we hear what the final count's going to be from Lauren, and because we have a $10,000 commitment, and most of it will be for the roll-offs.
Right.
And rather than Best Pick have to invoice WFBA and then pay, we already have an invoicing process with Best Pick with Walker Trash. And we have money in there to do that.
Yep.
So we will pay that out of Walker Trash
rather
than coming out of the WFBA account. That will reduce the amount that we transfer back over in cash into Walker Fire. But we'll still have, there will be a big donation. But the $10,000 for chip and haul was a deficit amount in the budget already anyway. We had a deficit budget. So that's all accounting stuff. The money's there. Mm-hmm. It just makes it simpler than to get Lauren get a bill and then he billed WSPA.
Sure.
So we just had him bill straight to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Adam understands the gymnastics and
yeah, I talked to him. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. So we're good.
I like that word. He'll get it. He'll get it.
And thank God we have Adam for doing that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job.
So, yeah, that, you know. Okay. Having a motion to accept the treasurer, or do we have to have a motion to accept the treasurer's report?
I was finished. Yes, that was sure.
I'll move to accept the treasurer's report as written.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Fire chief?
Okay. So it's going to be kind of a long one. Calls, we had one call just staged for a domestic dispute that the sheriff, thing. A call they have a stage. Training. PAC testing, 18 have either PAC tested successfully or are covered by the Forest Service. We've got five or six people who are Forest Service employees. So, all good. The actual trainings were structure protection and then wildland refresher training. Personnel. Scott Phillips has said he will, and this is a term, name request, rescue 81 for any incident where he is the medical unit leader. Mark Keegan has been put in charge of accumulating medical supplies and coordinating with personnel to take the ambulance out should we get called. The income opportunity is approximately $2,100 a day to the department. We have extra medical bags on Patrol 80 and Patrol 85 to provide medical service if Rescue 81 is out of the area. Severity / station manning due to start today and run through July 4th or longer depending on the fire season. Not every day that has been offered has been taken, and the 11 out of 18 needs to be updated. I'm pretty sure now it's 14 out of 18 have been signed up for.
Oh, cool.
Communications, review PRCC, IGA, that has been done. Facilities, no report. Fire Chiefs Association, no report. Fleet Patrol 83 is actually back from servicing. John, it's stationed at my house,
okay,
as we talked about, so the garage is clear,
right,
for Walker Day
cool
business.
Great, thank you.
And so for anyone new, the last few summers we've had Patrol 83, which is one of the old Type 6s, up at my house for the fire season. Fire season itself, the cold weather and light rain from May 6th and 7th will hopefully shorten the fire season by a few days. We've heard nothing yet about any sort of burn restriction. Based on rain / snow this winter, the fire season is expected to be less severe at higher elevations, you know, here where you see the pine trees. But grasses and other shrubs have had a lot of growth because of the winter weather, so there's believed to be a greater threat at lower elevations, and we have some of that here on the way out. You know, the chaparral stuff that is in different spots on Walker Road, grassy stuff, so that sort of thing is where they perceive more of a threat relative to that which is normal than the taller timber. I get a report every week from the Forest Service, and it measures moisture and, you know, big diameter trees, medium, and all of that stuff, and so there's no clear and obvious type of situation in those reports, which is, you know, all that does is reduce the threat of a fire blowing up. Doesn't mean a fire can't blow up, but if we do have a fire, that, you know, based on the science, it's less likely to blow up than, you know, maybe like in 2013, which was a pretty bad year for us. Okay. Miscellaneous, I have DSIS insurance that has also been addressed, so
Before you go on to that,
yes.
You know, you and I just spoke about this earlier about the review of the PRCC and the U.S. insurance. Since you're our chief operating officer, basically, I think we did this informally, but Roger should have signature authority, and he does have signature authority to commit us to these things, so we don't have to have this back and forth about who's going to sign the VBIS insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And the IGA for the PRCC, the communications link.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all agreed, we've had discussions about it,
right,
and we now have to do the actually sign the document and send it back to him to, I guess, make it final. So let Roger do it, unless you want to do it. Still, you negotiate it, that's for sure.
Right.
And then we get these papers back and forth, and they usually come to Roger.
Oh, right. And a lot of times it's because they want to see the current roster. There might be something else here, like if it deals with, we get into the working comp part of it, they want to see, what's that thing called? The resolution. They want that every year now for some reason.
But do we have to have a new resolution every year?
They want another one this year.
A new one?
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if it's new. It's just basically they
want
to know
we made the resolution.
How we determine premiums.
Yeah.
That's all the resolution is. Sure. Well, it's the same way we determined it last year.
Yeah.
Right? But you seem to have that on your hard file or something, right?
But if they're asking for a separate resolution every year, I don't think that's what they're asking for.
No.
They've accepted the one that we've already have, and that's in the secretary's records.
Right. I think what happened was
I have a copy.
All these companies, except for BSIF, have changed their main person that deals with us, and they all want new information. They all want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, with BSIF, there was a long list of information that 95% of it was correct. There was a couple of tweaks that I made.
Right.
And so I'll just sign it
tweaks. That one is done, correct?
It will be done.
It will be, okay. All right.
Okay.
And then the last one we can deal with today is this workers' comp, and it's the same thing. They just need three little pieces from us signed, like who are the officers of the board currently. Send that off. We can get that off the table after the meeting. That should be pretty straightforward.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
No.
Did I answer your question, though?
I don't know that I had a question.
Okay. All right. Okay. just to get the whole red herring going, and then we never accomplish anything.
Well, what's the airspeed velocity on Layton Swallow? So Bill and I talked kind of do a review of the fleet. So I put together, reports are not a strong word, but I put together a thing and I sent to you guys. So three of these ought to do it. About 275 a piece.
All right, easy.
So we need 825,000, and we'll be all set. So basically I did an assessment of each of the apparatus and then kind of a wish list / need type of thing. Hopefully everyone read it. So on that assumption, just very quickly, Patrol 80, new vehicle, keeper. Patrol 81, old vehicle, not worth putting money into based on feedback from, and if anyone wants to see these, this is the one that's behind here. The electrical can't be bypassed. That was a good question. And the short answer is it can. It's something to do with the fact that, the reverse lights come on when they're not supposed to. So bypassing it is not an option. For now it runs. It squirts water, and so that's good. The pump works. But in terms of putting money into it, probably not economical. Patrol 83, older Type 6, probably is worth putting money into. Needs tires. It just got it back from servicing. Looks great. But that is an expense that I would set an expectation for. Patrol 85, new vehicle keeper. Engine 86, so this is one worth talking about. There's nothing wrong with it. No complaints. But it's a 31-year-old vehicle. And, we may not necessarily want it to be our frontline structure engine when it's a 40-year-old vehicle. So you may want to think about a 9-year plan to replace it if we want to upgrade. If we want, at some point in time to just kind of move sideways to this exact same type of thing, I saw online a truck that is essentially our truck that's either a 95 or a 96, $35,000. So, that type of financial commitment, which is pretty small, that still exists. So, maybe in 10 years or whenever, we can get a 2005 for, adjusted up, inflationed up 40 or 45,000.
And then that great 86 will still have value. It's such a great power horse of a truck.
Probably, yeah. I don't know what the value of a 40-year-old engine would be, but yeah, there could be.
Four-wheel drive, it's a tough vehicle.
Yeah, right? It's an awesome vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean,
concerned it's just
no complaint.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is it a problem at 50 years old or 40?
Right.
We probably
don't
want to find out. So I think it's prudent to plan for this sort of thing. Rescue 81, so appears to be a gateway to out-of-the-area
now, so, you know, it's a keeper. You know, most departments don't have one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, that I would have wanted to buy one. You know, similar to other vehicles, we have it, it serves a function, and now it can be the gateway to go out, which is, if it does, again, huge revenue opportunity. Old Tender 81 and Tender 82, older Tender, drive it till it dies. By virtue of having three Tenders, we have the luxury of not replacing it until it dies. Am I saying that in a way that makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Tender 83 is the new Tender, ish. It's a 99, new to us. You know, it's a great vehicle and shouldn't die. I would be bummed if it did.
Yeah.
But it was pretty inexpensive. And, you know, at some point in the future, the idea of kind of moving sideways into a 15-year-old water truck. It's not a water tender, technically. It's a water truck. Moving sideways into something like that, you know, for, again, inflation adjusted up to $30,000 or $35,000, seems plausible and maybe doesn't require a 10-year plan. In terms of wish list slash needs, and this is, I'll just go through it, and I'm not sure how to frame it. We've talked before about having some sort of command slash utility vehicle. Bill has looked into this, and in terms of state surplus, the one you were talking about, was that a half ton, or was it bigger?
I think they're bigger, but I don't know, I don't remember.
Okay, even a half ton would be fine,
sure.
If that's what they are, but you know, he found something like an 8 or 9 year old truck for about $11,000, four-wheel drive with a shell. The idea here is we could equip it with several types of hose. We talked about this before, a hose tender, which can range from, you know, a massive truck to just throwing hose in the back of a pickup truck. So here we are talking about throwing hose in the back of a, you know, four-wheel drive pickup truck. Also, you know, some wildland fire supplies that I detail on here could go on into something like that. Carbon monoxide detector. We have one in Patrol 85. Having a second one, they're cheap, you know. But just kind of little knick-knacky things like that, which, you know, simply just come in handy. That would be probably a small outlay in relation to, you know, the other stuff that we talked about. The use here day-to-day would be the chief would conduct department business on this, which is 3 to 5 meetings a month. It could be used to transport 3 to 4 people to an incident. And the scenario here, and the easy example, is the Green Gate fire. So there were a bunch of us on the fire when it first broke out around midnight or so. But then we had people driving up from the valley, and so shuttling them up in some back and forth with some sort of pickup truck like that, where they can throw their gear in the back. You know, that has utility. There could be incidents where the chief returns or responds directly to an incident on that, depending on the scenario, like a station manning day. That might make sense. But the reason why I'm saying chief and third person is if I'm out of town,
right,
then Mark would have access to it. So again, this is not a long-term plan, I don't think. We don't need to do it. There's value in doing it. If we do, it's not going to, you know, hurt us financially. If we don't, it's not going to meaningfully alter. It's just adding a little bit of convenience and a little bit of utility. Case for new Type 6.
I'm sorry. Where would that vehicle be kept?
Probably at the bus stop.
Okay.
Or at Mark's when I'm out of town.
Because I know we're constrained here.
Yeah. Probably my house, and then if I'm out of town, I'll just have it at Mark's. Case for a new Type 6, and this is just, you know, in terms of if old apparatus, you know, does die, you know, what should we be getting? Type 6, I mean, we have Type 6s. This is comfortable for us. Easy access to tight spots. They have 300 gallons usually, although they can't have less. So, familiarity. Case for adding a Type 4. These aren't common around here. 750 gallons of water is the minimum. They are similar in size to Patrol 85, a little bigger, but similar in size. It's a large water source, depending on how we get one. It can carry a lot of people, you know, 4 or 5 people. It's one of those four-door cabs. Type 3 looks a whole lot like a Type 4. It has a 500-gallon gallon minimum. Again, carries more people, bigger truck, less mobility potentially. So I mean, this is just really trying to create some understanding on most of the wish list need type of thing.
Are the type 4 and type 3, do they have pumps?
Yes.
Big pumps?
No. Type 3, big pumps.
Okay.
Type 4 has the minimum standard for type 4 is a 50-gallon pump, 50, you know, 50 GPM. Mm-hmm. They're usually bigger. I don't know if they even make them that small. So we would end up with something bigger. I would imagine it would be about the size of a type 6. If it's as big as the one of Patrol 80, that can push water uphill pretty well.
So the type 3 and type 4 would be really nice to have, but not necessary to have. Is that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe the way I would think of it is, guys, we need a new fire apparatus for Wildland. Let's review what makes the most sense right here, right now. And if that's, you know, 7 years from now, mm-hmm. that discussion is different than today. You know, we don't need today,
right?
But we should have, I believe, understanding of what these things are.
Well, then the other thing is having outlined this wish list or projected plan, and I know that there's some thought that it was difficult for us to get grants for some of these things, but it's not impossible. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we could start looking into, try to figure out what grants might be available for our kind of an association. And if we find someplace, then we would have a reason to say, look, we have a 31-year-old type 1 truck, we'd like to replace it, and then try to get a grant to replace it with a new truck, which we would normally not do, or even with a grant for a used truck. I don't know if they do that sort of thing or not. But usually the grant, buying a used truck is kind of a negotiation, and you don't know when the grant, if you're trying to get a grant for that, you can't say, I want a grant for maybe when I buy a truck in 6 months. They want to know that you have some plan for a truck. And like this truck that we bought from Pennsylvania, that would have been sold underneath us, from underneath us, had we waited for the money to come through in the grant process. So grants are generally for new equipment, I think.
That's 86, so, right?
Yeah. So we could do, find out what grants are available and actually make efforts to replace the Type 1 or to buy a 3 or 4, Type 3 or Type 4. And see what that results are, or even replace the old water tenders. Same thing. Those are old trucks. You go to these associations that are offering grants and say, look, we've been here 50 years, whatever the language is, and see if we can't upgrade the fleet. And now that you have some thought about what might be and might be. So anyway, that's just why I kind of asked to do that. Because I think there are grants out there that we can get to.
For a vehicle?
No.
I think maybe this is, among other things, a way to draw from the Chiefs Association, see if we can get help, you know, finding someone who writes grants, and see if we can figure out a way to hire them in such a way that we're not out of pocket. And, you know, certain grants allow for building in the grant writing expense. I mean, this is just outside of my strike zone. As far as working out.
You have a visitor.
What about Larry?
Oh, he's come and gone. Your wife.
It's a toilet paper issue.
Oh, okay.
We're out.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
That was the emergency. Yeah.
Pancake breakfast.
All right.
I know that we can get some TPM. We need garbage bags, too.
You don't. We got two boxes back there.
The white ones?
Not the white ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Patrol 81. Okay, we're not going to fix it, is what I'm getting at. And just an observation, I used to mess with these old trucks all the time. And General Motors has had a problem for 30 years. You see, you go down the road, you follow behind a pickup truck or a car, but mainly a pickup truck, the backup lights are on. Mm-hmm. And it's a switch on the side of the transmission. It's nothing electric. It's just it's a pressure switch. They get stuck. They get gummed up. And I don't know if this one still has that on it. It's old enough to have it on there, and you get in there with a little bit of spray brake cleaner, and work it, and it pops back up. I know there are other electrical issues with it, but I just thought I'd make that observation.
Okay.
Are we going to retire and replace that one? Is that the idea?
For now, it works. I think if something comes up and it's $200 to fix it, well, that's one thing. You know, if something bigger comes up to fix it, then probably not. In terms of replacing, I don't know that that's necessarily something.
Do we need the additional time?
Yeah, I don't know that we necessarily need that right here, right now.
Well, that brings me to my next, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that brings me to my next question. Can we, it's basically a three-quarter ton pickup. I know it's two-wheel drive. The one sitting right here?
Four-wheel drive, and I thought
it's
was
a two.
It's no, definitely four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel, and
yeah,
it's one.
Yeah, despite how low it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite certain it's a one-ton.
Okay, you may be right on that. You know it better than I do. What about stripping the gear off of it and making that into the command vehicle?
Well,
I don't know. Yeah, it's still a...
It's still a 90-year-old truck.
Yeah, you may not want
to. Okay, the thing is, it's serviced regularly. It's maintained.
Right.
It has some electrical issues.
Right.
Okay, but if we pull the gear off of it, are we going to still have the same electrical issues with it without all the apparatus in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got the light bar, and I know that's an issue there. Light bars are relatively inexpensive and easy to replace. And I'm just throwing this stuff out. I'm not trying to argue with you or poo-poo what you wrote, because that's awesome. I'm just trying to, let's save pennies where we can, or dollars where we can. That's just my opinion.
Well, so it's still a 30-ish-year-old truck. You know, if, and I don't know what it's worth, if it's a $3,000 truck, do we want to have a $1,200 investment into it? Or I don't know the answer, but that's the question.
Sell the equipment off the back of it? Okay, and how many miles are on it? It's a 30-year-old truck. Has it always been a Type 6, or was it something else?
It was, from what I know, it was a Type 6, and it wasn't, and then it was.
Okay, any idea of the mileage on it?
No.
Okay.
Motion to accept fire chief's report. I'm sorry.
So, on this personnel thing, Roger, have we done this before outside of Walker Services?
Yes, on a much smaller scale.
Are we trying to expand it?
Yes.
Okay. Intentionally.
Yes.
Sorry, expand
it. I mean, there's two levels, revenue and experience for the group.
Yeah.
Well, that would be like, you know, like county or city of or something like that. Should we get called, we would provide the service.
No.
This
is, there's the sawmill fire down in Tucson, Rescue 81. Can you go, yes, no, decide right now, on the road in 2 hours.
But that's for the whole state, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's anywhere.
Anywhere, okay.
It's Florida.
That was my question.
Yeah.
It's like $2,200 a day.
One estimate was 28. I don't think that's right. It's closer to 2100. Yeah.
Okay.
So who pays that? The city, the municipality that we serve, or?
No. Ultimately, if it's a federal fire, it comes from there. Through state forestry, and then ultimately to us.
Are we limited in the type of fire, the type of emergency call, like a fire, emergency rescue, or just anything?
Well, the context here is fires that are large enough to be type 1 incidents.
Yeah.
Scott is a medical unit leader, and so he can request, you know, apparently, a specific apparatus. The other context is if the retiring firefighter from Central joins us, then a similar opportunity exists for Patrol 80. He's a qualified engine boss. Same thing. We would go then, that's a different thing. We would go into the rotation to be called out, and then that vehicle would go with, his name is Brian, and one or two other firefighters.
Got it. Thank you.
And they would call, like, for the rodeo fire.
Yeah.
Everything went. I mean, nobody had anything left sitting in the garage. And you know, it's experience for the firefighters and revenue for the fire department. Anybody else for Roger? Motion?
I move that we accept the fire chief's report as written. Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee reports. Start with Walker Day, and I'll come over to Lauren for...
Okay. Sure. Let's see.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. I'm done. That was fast, man. That's true. We are running a little late today. Walker Day is shaping up. I'm still short on a few things. The art show manager, Ruby's got a family emergency going on, so I'm thinking, actually, Dan's not here. I think I'll just probably plug Dan into that. He's property manager. He can, I don't know that we're going to have a huge art show. We haven't sold that many spaces, but we'll figure it all out. Roger just gave me the first check that I've seen officially, so we're moving. Rudy, when you define those spaces, do you have like a chalk machine?
I just did them with chalk.
Okay, just like a bag of chalk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I numbered them, like we did last year.
All right.
Dan did the weed whacking.
Okay.
Some of the weeds are high.
All right. Did Keith help you with the marking of the spaces or something?
Yeah.
I can maybe ask Keith to step in.
Yeah, he did a pattern for it.
Okay.
And then we did the pine cone removal. There's a lot of them up there. So
that's the problem.
Not a big deal.
Right.
I have one of those paint things for orange paint. That's what you just spray, I think.
That would work, too.
Okay, and I bought a year ago or 2 years
right,
ago for Walker Day,
lot.
I bought a case of white marking paint.
Okay, good.
And I'll just bring that down instead of using the chalk.
We can do it the night before,
yeah,
blast
we'll
it out.
Do that
we'll have a better
out.
Idea
okay.
on how many spaces. All right, that's great. That's great. See, one problem. I can put the check there. I kind of feel like it would be a nice idea for us to have a WFPA booth. For Walker Day, also for asking, giving out information on, so you want to be a volunteer for the fire department. Not only talk to Roger, but maybe just a quick, these are kind of the things that we would want you to do, show up to two meetings, two trainings per month. This would be your responsibility, things like that. Also, we were talking about having volunteers sign up. And this would be a spot that all the volunteers could go to sign up, so we'd have kind of a record and a list of people that are signing up that are helping out at a function like Walker Day. If there ever is some kind of a liability or some kind of a claim, our insurance carrier asked, it'd be nice to know that these people were there. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I gave everybody the sign-in sheets, so
yeah.
I emailed the sign-in sheet.
Okay.
So I got
you can probably do the sign-up for the volunteers at the main booth where you're taking the money.
Right, that's a great idea. But it'd just be nice to be able to, maybe, Roger, you can contemplate just putting together just a handout that says, if you'd like to volunteer for the fire department, here's what we would require of you, and here's who to talk to. Something like that.
Put that out. Should I go to you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then we'll just make sure that we put it out at one of the tables there.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead, Luke.
Well, you know, sometimes we get into a situation where we need volunteers, and maybe we've already done this. But, you know, while you're doing this, are you interested in being a firefighter? If we had a list of people that are interested in volunteering,
right,
just a call list.
Right.
If you don't want to, that's fine, but at least we got 20 names,
right.
And we're not kind of panicking at the last minute saying, okay, who's going to do this?
Right.
And at that, you know, at that event, that would be a good time to get a list of these people. And
right.
I want to do it, and then just go from there.
Right. That was kind of the spin-off of we should have a list, but it would also be nice to have the list and to make phone calls. Like when I'm in a situation like this where I need three or four people that really are willing to commit maybe 6 or 8 or 10 hours into helping out, at least be able to have phone numbers to call them up and say, would you be willing to?
Yeah.
You know, right now I need someone that's willing to go through town and ask basically companies if they'd be willing to give us gift certificates, things like that. That's a whole day. That's a whole day in town. I can do it, and I've done it in the past, but, boy, I'd love to be able to find someone that could do that. That really likes doing that. There are people that like going out and asking for money, and there's people that just don't. So finding someone and having them on my roster would be awesome. Other than that, we're moving forward. The flyers are available. Conrad's got it on his website. The flyer looks great this year, and I'm looking forward to a big Walker Day. We don't know how much food we're going to need, but we'll figure it out. We are once again offering a buy one, get one for the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and they've got that on their website now, too. So we're hoping to get – there's 500 bigs and littles. There's 500 bigs in just this county. And, boy, it's just, you know, 5-10% of them show up. It made for a nice Walker Day last year to have some kids here, and there was a great enthusiasm, and we went through more than 20 cakes, and – It had a really good energetic feel to it. This year we have a 15-piece big band, which has never been seen. In fact, I need a 10x20 canopy.
I know. Okay.
That was a question I had. Do they even make canopies that big,
yes.
Like a pop-up?
Yes. No, they're not pop-ups.
They're garage.
They're not pop-ups.
Okay.
They have the big garage.
Can we get rid of those ones?
You got rid of those big, heavy backbreakers, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we kept one.
That's the one we need.
That we used to cover the band.
That's,
no, that's gone too.
That's gone too,
that
I think.
That's gone too?
Yeah, I think we sold it at Watts last year or something.
Okay. The covers that they have, like at the swap meets.
Yep.
Those, and the people that come down, they have these little...
The little pop-ups.
Well, they're not pop-ups. They have metal poles.
Easy-ups or whatever.
They're not easy-ups. They're things they put up.
Shut up.
Yeah, no. You want a 10 by 20, right?
Yeah.
I think I might have one in the back of my garage. I know I have one on the ground at the Western National Chute. I just don't have the tarp.
Okay.
So if I have a chance, of course, you wait till it gets hot.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we'll always have a need for one here.
I agree.
One function or another.
Okay.
I would
right.
just say we should just buy
okay.
one.
Okay. All right.
It's
well, you don't have to buy one. There's a lady that quit her business as a vendor, and the neighbor said he would store it for her, but he doesn't have room, so he put it in my back room. So I have the tarp and everything, but I don't know how big it is.
Okay.
And maybe not big as 10 by 20.
Okay.
But I'll look and see.
Ideally, that's what I would need. That's what the band has requested. They've got, again, 15 guys. They want them undercover. And undercover musicians. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm putting that in your...
Okay.
And we need to hire people who are 6 foot plus.
Yes,
to put that thing
up.
So it always ends up with guys. Standing on buckets trying to.
These are easy. You put it on the ground. You set the pitch up on the ground. You put the tarp on it, and then you stand it up on the.
Okay, if it's 10 by 20, we'll grab it. If not, I would recommend we'll drop a few hundred. Let's grab one. We'll always have a use for it here.
Okay,
one
so for the
three
one first. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got plenty of tables now. We bought more tables last year.
We seem to have plenty of tables. And Larry also brought five more chairs that Costco was selling.
Mm.
The same car chairs that we have. In fact, we have more chairs than we have room for over there. So.
Okay, great.
But we need to figure out some chairs, too.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that's Walker Day. Warren, the chip and haul thing, you're going to end on the 19th. When are you going to chip, do you think?
We have equipment coming in on Tuesday evening.
Okay.
We're going to chip Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Okay. So that's the 18th, right? The
15th,
16th, 17th, 18th?
Friday is the
19th. Oh, Friday's the 19th. Okay. So will people still be able to drop off while you're chipping?
Yeah, he just shuts off the grinder and lets them dump.
Okay. Okay. So then on that weekend, the 20th, are we going to be able to, what are we going to do about the lot itself? Is there going to be somebody that's going to, there's always debris.
They will clean up the lot with the best of their ability.
The county will. Okay. All right. So we don't have to worry about rain, I don't think, so it won't be muddy. Okay. So now we don't know. It's our luck, right? It'll be a swamp. I've asked Bill from Best Pick to move those dumpsters back in the back, so we'll have parking for you and for your garage sale, so it doesn't interfere with that. And the invoicing worked out pretty well. We got that invoice right away from him, you know, at the Walker Trash for that first set.
Mm-hmm.
And you do the same thing, I guess, this time.
Yes. We had 15 roll-offs, and I suspect we'll have another 15 or so.
Okay. Okay, and then the other expenses are the actual equipment from
the grinder from the county.
Right.
The grinder, the loader, the operator, and all that.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay, all right. But so we have the mechanism to take care of all that, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
We also have a cost of pushing the pile up. Trevor Noggle's been doing that, and I expect that'll run around $400.
Okay.
So I'll pay four out of the $3,000
that you have. Okay. All right, and then we'll manipulate whatever. Okay, and then we might anticipate that we might go over the $10,000. May or may not be enough. With your three, it might be. Depends on what the county does.
May be enough.
What the county does to us, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It depends on what the county does for us.
Okay.
They've already reduced the amount that we would be grinding here by at least 2 days of chipping up in the
Tater Patch. Yeah.
All that material they chipped up there would have come down here. So
okay.
Just reduce our amount.
Okay. And we didn't have to pay for the haul away up there.
We didn't have to pay a bit for that.
Did they take it for free or did they broadcast it?
I can't answer that. I saw their truck come down the road and it looked like it was empty.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they dumped it. If they were chipping into the truck, and I suspect they were.
Interesting.
Because there was so much up there to try to broadcast.
Right, what happened here.
I see.